Sarah.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. It's where all the bitches come to talk.
Holler.
Hell yeah. Before we get into today's shenanigans, Sarah, what's
your
contact info?
Facebook. It's The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram, TheBroadcast999. You can call us or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And you guys have been really awesome at sending us texts and voicemails.
Yay!
And we did get another voicemail.
Ooh!
Again, we're hearing back from our buddy Stevie.
Stevie.
What's up, ladies of The Broadcast? This is Stevie the Packers fan. Two questions for you. Both are involving music, so. Vicky, there's a song on the Hail Fern's new record called Do Not Disturb. The first time I heard it, for some strange odd reason, I thought of you.
Aww.
Don't know why. I just, that's your MO in life, or I don't know. I just thought of you when I heard this.
Huh.
So, and the second one for Sarah. There's three songs involving your name. There's a song called Sarah by Fleetwood Mac, Sarah by the band called Starship, and then Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering if you ever heard any three of those, and what are your thoughts? And they're all spelled correctly.
Ah!
Look
good
forward to your answers. Talk to you ladies later. Bye-bye.
Because last week we did talk about what songs make you think of certain people or certain times in your life. And then we even threw out, like, what songs make you think of us. And I actually have heard the Do Not Disturb by Hailstorm. And it's pretty freaking awesome. And actually, I can play a little bit of it. Oh, my God. I freaking love Hailstorm.
Meet Piper.
Oh, that's a commercial.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, meet Piper.
Oh, hi.
Good for you, Piper. You're recycling stuff. And video will play after ad. But yeah, it gets a obviously Do Not Disturb.
Do you like it? Do you like the song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really fun. Oh, here we go. Sexy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fast forward. I'm getting on a plane. There's a pretty safe bet you'll never see me again. Yeah. I love your accent.
No. Hello. I like it even more now. I'm on the very top floor, room 1334.
There's a king size bed, but we can do it on the floor. It's a king size bed, but we can do it on the floor. The door that says, do not disturb. And if I were you, I'd bring you down. Bring your girlfriend too.
Oh, I like that.
So sexy. Freaking Lizzie Hale is
That's very a bamf. Sexy. That was a good song to choose.
Did you want to hear the Fleetwood Mac Sarah one?
Yeah, I've never heard that. The only one I had heard out of those is Sarah Smile.
Let's see. A lot different.
This is very different. Oh. Now it's gone. It doesn't matter.
I mean, the only thing that makes me makes me think of you in this is the fact that it's called Sarah.
Yeah, this is definitely not my style at all. Definitely like Vicky's better so far, but probably because of the name.
Yes,
which I don't even know why it was called. Maybe she says Sarah eventually.
Starship, Sarah.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. He was singing. Okay.
Oh, that's why, because I'm playing two at once. Sorry. This is Starship, sir.
Oh, this is the other one?
Yeah.
still not feeling it.
I'll never find another girl like you.
Oh, well. I'll never find another girl like you. It's probably true. For happiness it takes two.
With fire and ice. A dream will come true.
Well, don't die over there. That was perhaps a little better, but
I mean, like this is just what he thinks of. Like he
hears
it.
Let's hear the Sarah Smiles one really quick.
All right, hold on.
See if it's one that, because a lot of people bring that up, especially like at the restaurant. They say like, "My name's Sarah," and they're like, "Oh, Sarah Smiles," and I'm like, "Yes,
sure,
I do."
Oh, we got a commercial. Earl. One second.
There should be like someone should like, you know, think of a song like now. With the name Sarah, because I feel like those are very like old school.
1976.
And, like, slow and sultry and like. Baby hair with a woman's eyes. I can feel you watching in the night. Because I'm a sucker. All alone with me,
we're waiting. All kinds of sexy.
I know, right?
Actually, this song isn't bad. I think it just needs an update.
To this. Yeah. It needs an update.
Like some R&B kind of style.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, Stevie.
Yeah, thanks. So I think Biggie wins, but... Because your song was sexy and they just want to do it on the ground, even with their king-size bed.
So we got a couple of memes.
Memes. Vicky loves memes. Vicky is the meme queen.
I can't say this one.
Oh, can you censor it or not even?
I will try. When you
oh gosh.
When you shave your places,
hoo ha.
Well, not just hoo ha.
Oh,
and rinse out a certain place. And your F buddy cancels at the last minute.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it's like somebody, I decorated, I cooked, and I made it nice. Looks like some like scene from like a, not Desperate Housewives, what is it, L.A.
The Real Housewives?
Real Housewives. Looks like some sort of scene from one of those shows.
Honestly, that is the worst, though, when that happens.
Oh, my God. I like, because there's one buddy that we would do particular stuff.
Yeah, the things.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I have to make sure I am... all set.
Yes.
And I remember
cleaned out.
I was literally like at the stoplight around the corner of my house at the time. And then I get a text like, oh crap, last second, I can't. And I literally just took a right turn and just came right back home. I'm like, cool, I am shaved everything for nothing.
That's like, the worst.
Thanks, buddy.
Such a waste of time too, because it takes a while.
We did get a fan theory here from our buddy James, and it's a geeky one.
Oh, okay.
But you've seen these movies, so...
Maybe I can catch on.
It's a theory time. In the flashback in the first Thor, we see Loki change his appearance for Odin when he is picked up because he was a frost giant baby. Mm-hmm. And Odin picks him up and he becomes like he makes himself look human. He's this little itty bitty baby.
Oh.
In Ragnarok, we see that when Loki touches someone, he can see memories such as when he sees Hela demolish the Valkyries through Scrapper 142's mind. Now, a lot of people have made the connection that Hela and Loki look extremely similar, despite Hela being Odin's firstborn and Loki being adopted. Is there any chance that the infant Loki took his appearance pale and green eyes and dark hair upon seeing the memories of Odin's firstborn were held?
Yep, totally. Ooh. Lost.
Basically, when he touches somebody, he could see their memories. He can look at and see what they're looking at. So he's wondering if, like, what the theory is implying is that when baby Loki was held by Odin, did he change his appearance to look like Hela? Like, he saw his memories and decided to look like Hela. I like that.
Do you think it's possible?
I think so. I think that's a really good theory. It's because, like, nobody, like, he doesn't, like, Hela does not look like Thor. Like, the only one that looks like anybody in the family is Thor looks like his mom and dad.
Yeah.
And nobody else does. Yeah. And it wasn't even said if Hela was actually, Thor's, like, full sister, if it was his half-sister, because they never made any mention to his mother or to their mother. So I don't know. That's interesting.
Ooh, will it, like, be revealed, do you think, eventually, maybe?
I don't know, because as far as we know, she died in Thor Ragnarok, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it,
dun, dun, dun.
Hell's wrong with you? It's on Netflix.
Really.
But we shall see. I'm very excited for Avengers. I'm excited for Captain Marvel. Did you see
that
trailer?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Like, what do you think? As a gal who's not super nerdy.
Yeah.
To see a female superhero and to see that trailer in particular, what did you think?
Okay, well, I don't even actually know if I really watched it. I just saw it all.
Bits and pieces?
But yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I don't know.
Do you think you'll still see it?
I didn't see, like, what was it, Wonder Woman?
Yeah. Oh,
I did not see that because that one just looked ridiculous to me.
It was actually kind of fun.
Really?
I liked it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, like, opposed to it. It's just, I feel like it's going to be very hard to, like, fill the shoes of, like, dude superheroes because they do such a dope job.
I think, I don't think, one of the things I hate, like, when you've seen Supergirl with your dad, yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
I hated that. And I don't know if you hated it for the same reasons. What I hated about it, and like, from first episode, and yes, it's the CW, so it's not going to be as gritty, but it just felt like it was trying too
but
hard
to be
girl.
But I still love Arrow and I love The Flash.
Yeah.
Like, I love those shows.
It just felt like it was trying too hard to be like, I'm a girl superhero. Look at me. I'm a girl. And it's just like, okay, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I like that there is a girl presence, but that's not, I don't need you to shove it down my face. Which is why some other female characters, it's like, I'm not a female superhero. I'm just a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to see.
See, I don't know if it was her, if it was just like some of the storylines. I just, because I watched more than like
I watched
one
the
episode.
First like two episodes,
you know, and then they like they just try to put like her sister ended up being a lesbian and
she
like
had problems with
yeah, it was just like, why are all these storylines? Like, why do we need all this? Like,
yeah,
what? And I don't even know if I really liked her as an actress. Like, I really liked her boss. I thought her boss was a bitch, but
was it powerful? Who was it? The actress.
I have no idea. She's like an older woman.
It's not Meg Ryan.
No, but I think she was a powerful, like, bitch boss that,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, I believe you're, like, a female and you can, you know, be empowered. Yeah, that kind of
but
thing.
Even,
I didn't
like,
get that at all from Supergirl. Like, I just wanted to punch her in the face.
Well, even in the first movie or in the first episode that I saw, she was just like, well, there's nothing wrong with being a girl. I'm a girl. Like, I just felt like that was too forced.
Yeah. And I mean, it's going to
be Calista Flockhart.
Yeah. She was, yeah, and then she eventually left, and my dad's like, yeah, probably because she didn't want to be on this stupid show anymore.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like the same with Doctor Who. Like, this year they're going to have the first female doctor, and when I found out, I honestly was like, I don't know, I think it's cool that females can play these roles now, like, that's awesome, like, woohoo, but then I'm also like, but you don't necessarily have to change. Like, the doctor has been a male for years and years and years. And I think that's fine. Let him keep the male. He's been kicking ass at it.
I mean, I'm curious to see what I feel like just from the trailers. And I've never really watched Doctor Who. I've seen bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the main concept of, like, what he's about and stuff.
Yeah, and he, like, transforms in a body or regenerates.
Yeah, so I get what, like, all the little inside mm-hmm. jokes and everything. I understand that. But just from seeing the trailer of her, it feels like she has that same playful energy as some of the other doctors.
Yeah.
I mean, not the last one, Peter Capaldi, because he seemed very kind of like old,
angry.
Crotchety.
Yeah, angry, grumpy old man.
Right, but she seems very like happy-go-lucky, like the Matt Smith or the David Tennant kind of doctors.
And
kinda
I hope
goofy.
She is like that. Like, I'll for
just
sure
fun.
Give her a chance and stuff,
yeah.
But it's like, yes, you have to be like, oh, now I'm a girl, but it's like, but who cares?
Yeah.
And
like, I mean, I feel like
they all feel like they have to change too nowadays because we have to be equal and all the feminists and
well,
blah,
it's just
blah.
Like, it's cool
and
to like, it's not so much that. I think it's representation. It's like when I was a kid, I always got stuck playing the boy toys. Like, I wanted one that looked like me. Like, I wanted to play superheroes. I wanted to do these things. Or even when it comes to race and stuff, my cousin and I, we'd buy Barbie, like baby dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's half Mexican, but she's darker than I am. She always has been.
Yeah.
My cousin Sarah.
Another
Sarah. So it kind of sucked that, like, when I got my baby doll, it had to be white and hers was black.
Oh, yeah, because there's
no Mexican dolls. And
yeah.
So the idea of having representation, of having, you know, like, that's awesome that there is stuff out there that, like, we can identify with, that we can connect with. We don't feel like the outsider. So it's nice to have the female superheroes or the
but
female
even
badass.
But even me as a female, I'm like, I think you should just stick it with a man. It's been a man all this time. Like, why now all of a sudden does it have to be a woman? Like, I don't get, like,
it's not necessarily, like, it's never been set in stone. Like, it has to be a man. It's just, that's just how it's always been. That's just what the old creators did, and they just kind of stuck with it to not piss people off. But seeing as some people are being kind of cool, like, okay, we can do this.
Or they're being, like, total, like, everyone has to be equal, and we all, you know what I mean? Like, everyone needs to be able to play every role, and la, la, la. And I'm like, okay, well.
I mean, it's just like the same thing with like different races. People are like, well, you can't play this because it's a different race. It's like, well, you know, like, I mean, as awful as the Fantastic Four movie was, it totally sucked. But like having the Michael B. Jordan play, you know, the Human Torch, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it was, he did, I mean, I don't want to say he did a good job, because that movie was just awful.
Was that, like, the one, like, from years ago?
Yeah,
that,
not the one with Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Not those. I mean, those were fine at the time when you're young and stuff.
But yeah.
The new Fantastic Four movie they came out with a couple years ago was awful.
Oh, I don't think I saw it.
Oh, yeah, don't bother. BJ and I think we went to go see it, and the first half, I was like, well, this isn't awful. I mean, it's not great, but okay, yeah, whatever. And then it just progressively got worse. And I've never sat there and been like, oh my God.
Really? Like, almost wanting to walk out?
Yeah, but I wanted to see how bad it got. It got so bad.
And that sucks, because BJ loves that franchise.
And so that's what I jokingly tell him. I'm like, you know what? We have a great Fantastic Four movie. It's called The Incredibles. Incredibles 2. Did you see The Incredibles 2?
No.
Oh, it is so cute. I love those movies.
Like, I did like The Incredibles 1, but I never go for like animated movies ever. That's never my go-to. Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's my jam.
Yeah.
When you go to the theater, like, what kind of movie you're like, yes, I need to go see this in theater?
If it's like a really legit romantic comedy or something, a romantic flip, for sure. Like, I wish I saw The Notebook in theaters. I never did. But usually I do want to see like the superhero. Like, I'm really upset I never got to see Ant-Man 2.
It was fun.
So I really can't wait till that comes on Netflix or wherever. But I usually want to see those, because those are like epic and like they look really
loud
cool.
And fun. Yeah. I feel like they probably can still find it in like what's it called?
$3 movie theater.
Yeah.
One of the old school ones.
Yeah.
I know, but I might as well just like wait now.
Right.
Because it's like,
I mean, it's $3. Better than buying the DVD.
Yeah, but I got to go all the way to wherever the $3 movie theaters are. But yeah, those are ones I definitely see. I don't really see a lot of movies in theaters.
That's fair.
I know.
I'm tempted to like buy, there's the pass where it's like $20 a month or something. And it's AMC, and you can just go see as many movies as you want.
I know, but then how often would you actually use it?
Exactly. I think if I lived closer to an AMC theater, mm-hmm. if I lived in Everett or Linwood, I would totally do it.
And then sometimes they have the little rules, like you can't see IMAX or can't see opening day.
No, so with the AMC one, you can.
You can see
anything. The movie pass is the one that's been putting a lot of rules and stuff.
Oh.
But AMC is a little bit more lax.
You can see opening day and everything. Mm-hmm. And, that's cool.
So yeah, if you guys go into one of those movie type pass situations, make sure, like whatever, it could be Movie Pass, AMC, or whatever other company, read all the stipulations.
Yes.
Because I used to have Movie Pass.
Yeah. They'll get you.
It was just a waste of money. You doing anything fun this weekend, or do anything fun last weekend?
I haven't even like thought towards the weekend.
Because I know last weekend you're like, I have nothing going on.
Oh, yeah. I had nothing going. Oh, well, it was my friend's birthday.
Uh-huh.
We went out Saturday night, and then we ended up running into my brother's friends. And I was trying to do Sober September, and then
didn't.
But I'm still like trying to get back into it, like not trying to drink as much. And then I realized like if you take a week or two off of not drinking, your tolerance goes way down.
Yup.
So I got pretty drunk. I ended up getting two huge veggie burritos from a taco truck.
You ate both of them?
No, I only ate one of them. And then I was like, here, George, have this. To my boyfriend, he was like, it's for you. And I was like, oh, I can't do two right now. I'm going to go to bed. So then I ate the next one the next morning.
See, that's the
which
best.
Which is the best hangover
like,
food.
Especially when it's like sitting there on your nightstand and you're just like, oh,
just
food from last night.
Like, yeah.
Just like, especially if it's like cold fries or pizza or
yeah,
like
something easy
burger
to just,
and just like, it's all gross and cold. Yum. It's the
I
best
love
food
it.
Ever.
Makes me feel so much better. Instantly making my hangover go away. So that was really cool, and this weekend I kind of have nothing planned, which is awesome again, which I'm so stoked for.
Which is easier to not drink if you don't have anything planned.
Exactly. I know it's always my friend's birthday in September, obviously, and I always try to do sober September, and so when I met up with her I was like, okay, I feel bad because I'm always trying to be sober on your birthday, so I'll let it slide. She got really excited. So
yeah, see, I don't ever make anybody drink. I'm like, if you don't want to drink, you don't have to drink at my parties.
I just I are like known for like getting like lit together.
Which friend
though.
Is this?
Big Booty Megan. That's what I call her. She's the biggest butt ever, and I love it. Yeah, so we always like. I mean, because we're down for like shots and this, that, and the other.
Gotcha.
You know. So,
This weekend or this past weekend, I had. Or also, I'll talk about my first. This coming weekend, I got my days mixed up, and I thought it was next weekend. But I'm going to be filming. I'm going to be a part of this like kind of movie thing
this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, what's
I'm a character. It's like a puppet. I'll post some info later. But it's like kind of a Muppet movie, and I thought I was going to be a Muppet like character, but they decided last second that I'm going to just wear makeup. I'm going to be a raccoon.
Oh.
I'm going to be Vinny the raccoon, and she's
Is this like one of your friends making like a short film or something?
Yeah, I think it's just, I'm pretty sure it's just a short film. I don't think it's a TV series.
For what?
It's just something they're doing, they're putting together.
Well, that's fun.
So they're like, he asked me, he's like, hey, do you want to, I had this idea that I think you'd be really cool for this raccoon. But he's like, you need to have, can you do a New York accent? I'm like, I could. So I printed out the script. I'm going to practice like listening to like New Yorkers talk.
Oh my gosh, let's go. Give us something. Say something.
Like, yo, hey, Vinny. It's like, why are you causing problems? Hey?
Hey? Just, hey? Go park the car.
I'm worried that it's going to sound Mexican mixed with Italian, mixed with Bostonian. So I really.
Everything.
So I'm going to go home today and like practice.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
My lines. So I'm really excited. It's my first like acting thing.
How many lines do you have?
A lot. Let's take a look. I got my script right here.
That's like legit.
I'm a side character. I'm not like a main character, I think.
You know, looking at you, I can totally see that you could pull off a raccoon.
Is it because I look like
and it's like
tired and crappy right now?
And it's kind of freaking me out because you got like big eyes.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they just like listen, you know, in the darkness.
And this is called Roscoe the Junkyard Cat, episode one. This is actually just a pilot episode. My bad. See, I got my name right there. Okay, so I got a couple page. Yep, got a couple lines. This might only be a few lines for me, but I have to go all the way to Olympia and I'll be filming.
Whoa.
So I'm excited.
That's the trek. Is it happening Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Like early in the morning?
2 to 6 p.m.
Based on that's not bad. No. So it's going to be really like 2 to like 10, if, 12.
Yeah, if that. Like it's just going to be.
That stuff takes so long.
I'm hoping that because I don't have many lines, it'll just go by quick.
I had one line in a short series and my roll call was at 3 and I didn't end up doing it till 9 p.m.
But I hear there's food, so I'm excited.
Yeah, there was food at my place. Still not worth it. But that's exciting.
Yes, I'm excited. That's my first.
And then when will it be?
I'm not sure yet. Like, it's still, like, I don't have all the info and, like, I kind of don't want to know all the info. I'm like, I kind of want to be surprised. I want to see everything else.
Do you have to do hair and makeup yourself or will they do you?
As far as I know, they're doing it.
Good.
Just because I'm like, I mean, I could.
Yeah.
But I don't know what their vision is. So I'm going to be practicing. Hopefully my voice sounds a little better because if you can't tell, I'm a little sick right now.
Well, you can always practice your New York accent, you know, on me if you want.
Yo, hey, Sarah. Yo. Yo.
Give me a slice of pizza.
It's like, what? It's like, what are you looking at?
I hope you're like a gangster.
I'm a bad guy. Like,
oh, okay.
Kind of like a mean, tough, you know.
Yeah.
Tough character. So
well,
I think,
that's exciting and kind of nerve wracking.
Yes.
And it's so soon.
I still thought, I'm like, oh, I have another week to kind of like read the script and kind of.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh, crap. I wrote it down wrong in my calendar. And so I got the message. It's like, oh, yeah, you ready for this weekend? I'm like, oh, crap.
What?
So I thought this was my weekend. I wasn't doing anything.
Oh.
But I mean, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then I think that's all I have going on this weekend. I'm just going to chill at home.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, well, after that, you probably will be tired anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then I was still feeling like crap. So I missed out on a couple parties that I was supposed to go to. Oh. But on Friday, I ended up we tried to watch a bunch of Harry Potter movies. We watched 2.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were doing that with your friend.
It was fun. Like, I wore my onesie and I was just like, I'm sick, you guys. I'm drinking Theraflu and I'm going to sit in this corner.
Yeah. And just be in my own little bubble.
Yeah. And like, eventually everyone kind of get close and stuff. Just, I'm like, I'm sick. Remember, I'm sick. If you guys get sick, don't blame me.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, I didn't do anything all Sunday. And Sunday night, I had a date. First time in a while.
Because you were supposed to go out last Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
After the podcast.
Yes, but I was feeling like death.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of errands to run around that day, and I finally got home, and I'm just like, no. Mm-mm.
And that's like the worst, to go on a date when you're feeling
And that was when terrible. I still had the aches, too. So yeah. And like when I went on the date on Sunday, like I still felt a little sick, but it was just like my throat.
Yeah.
So we went to this really cool tiki place in Edmonds, and
did you get a pina colada?
No, I got a hot toddy because I felt weird being the only one not drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can sip on a hot toddy, which actually felt really good on my throat.
Oh, I bet.
So sat there and we chatted. He's really cool. He's a lot of fun. He's real goofy.
Yeah, and, like quirky?
Yeah, like he has my sense of humor, so it's fun. So I could say something filthy and awful, and he just crack up laughing. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm in good company.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry, because I've dated guys that, like, my sense of humor, they'd
just
be like,
don't know.
It's like, how could you say that right now? Why are you trying so hard? I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah, this is
this
me.
Filth comes natural.
Yeah. I'm just naughty always.
But yeah, we're gonna hang out in, like, a group situation later this week.
And with a bunch of your friends or his friends?
Like, his friends and other people we know and stuff. So it's gonna be... I don't want to give it away because I don't want people to know who this is. So I might give it away. I'll write it down for you.
Do you have mutual friends or does he?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you guys have mutual friends.
But I don't know how many of our mutual friends are going to be there. Like, I know obviously his friends will be there.
Yeah. So, like, how do you like him? Are you still feeling it?
Let's see. Do you read that?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to say it. No, I think, I don't know, like, as far as, like, oh, my God, spark, I'm like, I don't know if that's there necessarily yet. But I'm like, okay, at the very least, like, you're freaking cool. And I would like to, like, be buddies with you at the very least.
Yeah.
And, like, get to know you more and then see if something happens.
So you didn't have the urge to, like, get on top of him?
No, but I'm also kind of sick right now. So I'm like, well, I don't have the urge to do anything to myself. And that says
was
something.
He as beautiful as you thought he would be?
He's very cute.
Does he look different in pictures? The same?
No, I mean, I've met him in person before, so it's not I didn't know what he looked like, but he does look very dreamy in some of his pictures that are in black and white.
Everyone looks better in black and white. Let's get real.
I know. It's like, ooh. Like, that's why I do the filters, because I look crappy without the filter sometimes.
Don't we all?
But I'm just excited to, like, get to know him. And, like,
have you been talking? Like, yeah.
We BS. We send each other memes and... we just chat about whatever's going on in our life. So it's fun. Yeah, we'll see.
Mysterious.
No.
It sounds like you're not really feeling it.
Like, as of now, it's like if he would have kissed me, I would have kissed him back.
Yeah.
Like, but I think I wasn't going to initiate it either.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you weren't getting that vibe from him, really?
No, it was very friendly vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, but, hug goodbye or something.
Yeah, we hugged hello, hug goodbye.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We shall see, maybe. I mean, it's also like us first getting to know each other. It's not like, you know, and when you know a person, you've kind of hung out with them, whether it's a coworker or whatever. You're like, oh, yeah. Okay, I already know you. And then you go on a date. You can, like, skip a couple of those steps.
Totally.
Like, this is a situation where I don't really know him at all.
Yeah.
So I'm getting to know him in the first date. So I think doing anything past that is a little weird.
You do? You think kissing on the first date's weird?
No. Typically, no, but because, like, I don't know. I can't even explain it.
You just kind of feel out the vibe.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, you're really into it. Like, I think it's because, like, first dates for me previously have been, like, Tinder or dating sites. So it's like, I want to bone you.
So it's like first kiss always on a first date.
Right. Because it's like, if I'm feeling the guy. If not, it's like, okay, nice to meet you. Bye.
Yeah.
But, like, that was in the back in the day when I was, like, intending to just bang a person and not talk to him ever again.
When has the last time you went on a first date not Tinder been?
It's been a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Because most of the, like, my hookups are my bros, like my buddies, my bang buddies. Like,
yeah.
If I want to have sex, I'll talk to a bang buddy.
Yeah.
So I haven't really been on a first date in a while, like, when I was thinking back on it. So that's why this was such a big deal.
Like, even Tinder or not Tinder?
Yeah, I haven't done Tinder in, like, a year or two.
Oh, wow.
Just because it was kind of getting annoying. And then you'd switch to a different dating site and you'd see the same people.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know what? I'm tired of playing this game. And I did find myself, like, falling into that, like, millennial generation thing where it's like you don't really care about the person. They're just disposable in a sense. Like, oh, whatever. You're not talking to me? Okay. Or I don't. Oh, you did your hair weird. I'm just not going to talk to you anymore.
Oh, yeah. Like, and, here's another one. Or
like, yeah. It's like, because you always have that sense of there's something else out there.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. Like, after a while, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, I know it's crazy. I mean, I was playing on my friend's Tinder. We were, like, both looking on hers. And it's, for me, I'm like, oh, he's so cute. He's so cute. And, like, she would be like, oh, no, like, he's fishing. I don't like it. Or, oh, no, like, his hat's weird. Or, oh, like, very, very picky, like,
right.
stuff. And I was like, what the hell? No wonder why you're single. Like,
right. Because you kind of have this weird mentality that, like,
yeah.
There's something better at the next swipe.
Well, and it's like, my thing is, like, my boyfriend wears stuff that I'm like, I do not right. like that. But it's like, I mean, you're your own person.
Right.
Like, so it's crazy to think, like, I might have swiped left or right or whichever way on him just because he was wearing a weird shirt.
Or there's guys that have posted on Tinder that say stuff like, if you don't like my dogs, it's like, if it's, you know, then swipe left. It's like, okay, like, because I'm not a big dog person.
Yeah.
And I know that, I mean, granted, that's like a big deal breaker for some people. So I'm like, okay.
But it's like if you had met this guy and you guys had totally hit it off and you were like, I'm not the biggest dog person, but like, it's cool. Like, he probably wouldn't have been like, F you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people do get weird with your dogs, though, here in Seattle.
Ugh. Yeah, because they treat them like children.
Yeah.
Like, they treat them better than children.
It's just like, I'm not a big dog person because one of the allergies and two, I didn't grow up with them. So I'll go to a friend's houses and they have like cat and dog hair everywhere.
Gross.
And then I leave the house and I'm covered in it and it just like makes me really itchy. Even if I'm not allergic to that dog, I feel itchy.
Yeah, you feel dirty.
And I hate it. So it's like,
I gotta go home and take a shower and wash all your clothes.
Like, there's some people, like my cousin, actually, Sarah, she has a cat and a dog and you would not notice.
See, that's nice.
Because, like, there is no hair on her furniture. There's, like, they have, like, the dogs and the cat. Like,
their little area.
Their little area. Like, and they roam around the house, but it doesn't smell. It doesn't anything. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. But yeah. Most people aren't like that.
Yeah, or when they insist the dog sleeps in the bed with them.
No, that is a firm.
So
I've talked to dudes before where I'm like, you know what? We can, like, if we do have a future, like with the previous guys, like, we have a future. Yeah, okay, you want a big dog? That's fine. He's not sleeping in our bed. In fact, if he's a big hairy dog, I want him, like, we will have a heated area for him in the garage. I do not want him running around the house. Like, it just makes my skin crawl.
No, yeah, I visited my friend's family in California a few years back, and like, my friend and I slept in the same bed, and they would just like they would let the dog come in and just sleep on the bed with us. And I thought it was the weirdest thing ever. I was like, first of all, I'm a guest. Second of all, your dog isn't even cute. And third of all, I don't want its hair or its slobber or anything.
Right.
What? Like, it's weird. No.
That's not my thing.
No, it's not my
There's been a few
either.
Times where I've been drunk and somebody had like a little dog.
Little dogs are cute.
And they like it slept in like my stomach arm area.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, you're fine. Because you're little and you don't have much hair.
Yeah. And but, I can just like throw you off if you get too much.
And like, no, this dog was really chill. But then like my ex, when I was younger, I would house sit for his family. And they had two Dobermans. Mm. And those had like a little area in the garage and it was heated and they had their beds and their little kennel. And then they had, what was it? They had this tiny little kind of like a Mexican hairless.
Oh!
His name was Mojo, and I hated that
thing. Mojo. That's a cute
name. Like, the second I would go to get, like, any Triscuits or something for myself, it would jump. It would jump as high as me. Like, it was, oh, God. Yeah. And I hated it. It would try to sleep in the room with me, because that's what it would do with the mom. So I would just get a bunch of treats and put it in front of the fireplace, and I'd go upstairs and sleep and close the door.
Yeah.
Because I tried one day, and then I heard him licking its crotch. I looked up. I'm like, ugh. And I laid back down, and then it jumps on my head, like on my chest. I'm like, off, out. I can't. No. I can't do it. I can't.
No.
Like, some people were, you know, I think if you're raised that way, it's not gross. But I did not have animals in my house, so
it's still pretty gross.
Anyways, moving on.
Yes.
Besides animals and dates and
keep us posted though with the hanging out of the friends and stuff and how it goes.
Yeah, I definitely will.
If you feel a spark or if you decide you want to jump on. Him.
Jump on that.
Yeah.
but last week we kind of did tease, we didn't get a chance to get to this, and it's ways to be more attractive according to science.
Ooh, science.
Science. And we only have a little bit of time left because I think we have a fire drill coming up, by the way.
I know, right?
So we'll get through this as quickly as we can. One of them is develop a strong sense of humor. It has long been said that there's nothing sexier than a sense of humor, and science may actually prove that assertion to be true. If you weren't funny, you were definitely perceived as being less attractive, so that's a word of warning. Yeah, I think people that are stuck up and kind of take themselves serious.
Yeah. You have to get that stick out. But then it's hard if you are that person with the stick. Like, how do I get this stick
out? You have to find somebody that does not have a sense of humor, too.
Yeah. Right.
Both find somebody that's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think I could date somebody who could not handle my sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because I go pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dirty.
And you do too.
Yeah. That'd be terrible.
This is why we're friends, Sarah. Number two is don't be a D. It's like when it comes to attractiveness, kindness plays a big role in who we're drawn to. And a landmark 2014 study concluded that those with positive personalities were found to be more attractive faces. Yeah, the people that are always just like, woe is me, this and that. Like, I have met some guys
pessimistic
that are really, really hot. And then the second they start talking about how, like, it's just like, it's not attractive.
It's weird, though, that how sometimes girls are attracted to the, like, douches.
Cocky,
like, but I guess they still have a confidence in them. They're just cocky.
I think the reason why some people really like the cocky guy is because, like, or even like the jerk guy, because if they think, you got to watch the, I know I keep talking about her, the Eliza Elder Millennial thing, her stand-up comedy special on Netflix, because she says, it's like, you know, deep down, you know, when you get rejected, girls aren't as good as when it comes to sexual rejection as guys are, because we don't have to face it as often. Because we know deep down inside, he's not rejecting our clothes or our hair or our nails. He's rejecting our eggs. But it's we want that. We've kind of been brainwashed into thinking we want to be that special person. Like, you walk into a dance club and the DJ's like,
everyone looks at you.
Like, that is just kind of what we've been led to believe because of all the movies and stuff like that. So the idea of having the jerk guy give you the attention, like, he treats me good when he treats everyone else bad, you want that special feeling. I think that's where that comes from.
Yeah. Even if he still treats you like a douche, though, but he's giving you attention.
Yes.
I think that's what we like, too.
Look, or even if he's nice to you sometimes.
I guess so. Don't be a D, but if you're going to be a D, have confidence about it.
Right.
And still be like a funny D. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, don't be mean. You can be cocky, just don't be mean.
Usually the mean ones, though, still get really attention by the hot girls. That's strange. I don't know.
Number three, go easy on the fragrance.
Oh, God, yes. Don't overspray your axe, please.
Yeah, like a little bit, totally fine.
A little bit where you just get a little woof, and then they're like, whoa, what's that smell?
Freaking my old roommate, I could tell when, like, just by how much of his cologne I could smell throughout the house. Like, the second I walked through the door, I could smell it all the way going up to the third floor.
That's too much.
And I'm just like, did you leave about 10 minutes ago? He's like, yeah, why? I'm like, because it's that faded. Like, I knew how long he had left because of, like, how lingering the smell was.
He probably was a smelly man, though.
Like, I mean, I never thought he was smelly, but he's like, I did two squirts. I'm like, that's too many.
Yeah, too much. Do a half a squirt.
Just a little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Ugh. And same with girls. Like, don't overdo it.
No, yeah.
I had a girl, especially depending on the scent.
We're just as bad.
I knew a gal when I worked at the restaurant, she would go out and smoke. And to hide the smoke smell, she'd spray her perfume over herself, like a bunch.
Was it just like a mixture?
It was just like a cotton candy, like uber
sweet. Sounds like something I would wear.
I'm just like, no, man. I feel like if you're going to smoke and you're trying to hide the scent, do like a cotton, like make it smell like it's your laundry.
Laundry detergent.
Yeah. Like, so that way it's not just like, oh, God, it gives, you know, headaches.
Or maybe you just shouldn't smoke.
All right. Number four is raise your chin. This isn't mean to, as a pep talk, but it's actual beauty advice. We tend to be more attractive to symmetrical faces, and raising one's chin is a great way to give the illusion of a better facial alignment. You guys hear that? Fire drill.
There's a fire. It's a drill, don't worry.
Yeah. We'll wait. Dang it.
The elevator will not work.
Oh, again.
Where is everyone? Vicky's dying. She's on fire.
I can't
breathe. Stop, drop, and roll.
The smoke.
Stop, drop, and roll. Oh, no. They're really doing it.
Let's see if we can pause it and see if they'll stop. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We did not burn down, you guys.
I mean, we almost did. They made us leave.
They didn't make us leave. We tried to stay, and some man just...
That was our engineer, by the way.
Was like, get the F out of here. And we were like, okay. It was very thrilling.
I know. We went to the wrong floor. Because we're on the 14th floor, they only make us go down four floors.
Which is also very strange, because what kind of drill is that? But they had to make sure everything was working, I guess.
Could you imagine taking everybody out of this building and taking them outside?
Well, that's what's gonna happen in a real fire.
There was a real fire here at the station once.
Here,
like a couple floors up. It was during the men's room.
What happened? Was
I don't remember, but I just know that.
Did they all have to evacuate?
They didn't. The men's room didn't, but I know some people did. They still, and like Ted was all nervous. Like,
I'd be hella nervous, especially if it was like above us.
Yeah, no.
F that. Right. I ain't risking myself.
All right, going back to this list, we can finish it up and we can get on out of here.
All right.
We were talking about how if you raise your chin, it's a great way to kind of make that illusion of, you know, your facial alignment.
Is that so you don't get that double chin?
I think so. Mm. But it also changes your attitude. A raised chin can indicate confidence, self-assuredness, and bravado.
Ooh.
And when posing the photo, however, the experts say to lower the chin a bit as it accentuates the jawline. I don't think it means just double. But I think it's just kind of like, oh, tend to tilt it down a little bit.
Yeah, but, like, I was thinking if you do, like, perk your chin up, all the time, I think people would question it.
Yeah, she's like, what are you doing?
Stretching my neck.
Is your neck stiff?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Next one on the list is be proud of your curves. From corsets to Spanx, women have been hiding their curves for centuries.
Still are.
Yeah, this, however, may be counterintuitive, as research seems to suggest that men really prefer some curves. Though you wouldn't know it if you turn on the television and flip through a magazine. Many find curves sexy, and the reason is largely an evolutionary one. So men are hardwired to see curves as a sign of good health and fertility. You know, those good birthing hips we hear so much about. So instead of hiding the curves, perhaps time to show off a little. Yeah, I've had some guys, like, they, like, grab onto my hips, and they're just like, oh, my God.
Yes,
and I'm sitting here, I'm like, stop jiggling my fat.
my muffin tops.
Stop. Like, stop. And they're like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And I'm sitting here like, but I thought you wanted, like, this, like, we went to high school at a really crappy time when the anorexic look was in.
Yeah, yeah. And we're lucky now that it's, like, at least big booty.
Big eyebrows, big booties, big hips.
Yeah, that's in. But I feel like that's also, like, a super, like, what you prefer to, you know.
There's nothing wrong if you like somebody who's thin. There's nothing wrong if you like somebody who's heavier. It's just whatever preference, and I don't think we should shame anybody. Also, don't shame anybody if they're not that. Like, I remember I was reading this article. This woman went out on a date with this guy, and he was like, you know, I don't want to go out with you again. It's just like, you're so amazing. We connected so well, but you're just a little, you know, 15 pounds overweight or something.
That's what the guy said?
Yeah, she's just like, screw you. And she, like put him on blast and stuff, and then I don't think she gave his name, but it's just like, really, what makes you think that you need to say that? Like, if you're not attracted to somebody, then bugger off.
Yeah, but it is so hard when people, like, quote unquote want honesty, and they just, like, either don't get a call back or don't get a text back or a reason why, when the reason is completely shallow. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, it's like, you know what, I don't feel that connection with you.
But it's more like, I'm not sexually attracted to you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, is that
you're
better
denying
saying,
your eggs?
You're denying my eggs, or is it better to say, like, I think your face is ugly. I think you know. I think you're. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, or just being like, I just don't think you're sexually attractive.
It's just like, you know, just, I think it's, like, totally fair to say, you know what, I don't feel like there's this connection that I was hoping for. I don't feel it with you. And if they ask,
well,
then you can tell
them. Is it like my personality?
If they ask, then you can tell them. If they're asking, I feel like it's all bets are off.
Well, okay.
Because
I feel like people don't like the truth, but people don't like just being ghosted. So people, like, I mean, you can't win if you're literally like, I'm just not attracted to you. Or, like, your pictures looked way better on the internet. Or, like, you know?
Well, like, I was with this one guy once, and now he's got, like, he's married and has got 3 kids. And, like, he likes to troll me on Facebook sometimes. So we're still cool. Like, troll me and, like, I'll post something. He'll, like, try to get under my skin.
Yeah.
But, like, after, like, the second time hooking up and, like, the third or fourth date, it's just, we kind of looked at each other and we're like, you know what, there's just no connection here. There's no spark. Like, there's nothing, like, there's just no chemistry. We were just hooking up just to hook up.
Did you find him attractive?
Because there's kind of, like, he was, like, really sweet. He wasn't, like, the sexiest guy I'd ever been with. I'm like, okay, you're kind of cute.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like, oh my God, he's hot.
But, like, there's only, like, you just need 2 certain parts to make it happen, you know?
Right.
So it's like, was just not there, obviously, as a relationship, but then just like,
it just wasn't, like, it was just, we didn't connect.
The,
like,
sex was terrible.
It was kind of weird the first time, for sure. Because, like, I was just super horny, and I'm like, cool, we're gonna finally hook up. What did he say? Like, because we were talking about, like, oh, yeah, he's like, I have Star Trek posters in my room and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm a nerd, too. That's fine. So we're, like, in the middle of hooking up, and I'm a little, like, I purposely got a little buzz because it's a little bit more fun when you're a little buzz.
Yeah.
And he's like, who would have thought a guy would be having sex in a room full of Star Trek posters? And I'm just like, shh. Like, I was drunk, so I'm, like, putting my finger over his lips.
Just shut up.
Just don't talk. And he kept, like, saying stuff, and he's like, I'm like, please stop.
So there is a difference between having sex with your bros because you guys have a connection in a way rather than...
We have a sexual, like, chemistry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh,
my alarm.
Bruno, what's up?
My alarm, because I got to drink plenty of water. I got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. I got to, for those wondering, it's nothing bad. I just have to do a stupid ultrasound and make sure my birth control device is in its correct location.
She doesn't have a little Vicky in there.
No.
You can get ultrasounds for other things.
Yep. Next thing on this list is get a dog. Oh, I know that works for some people.
Oh, yeah, because it's like a chick magnet.
Yeah, not for me. Yeah. When I see somebody's like, oh, I got a dog, I'm like, oh, yay.
Or I'd be like, oh, your dog's so cute. Like if I see it in a park or something, but it's not.
I don't like big dogs.
I don't either.
I mean, if it's a little dog, little guy, I'm like, okay, that's cute. I freaking like the little guys.
Yeah, the little guys. But then it's like,
always like somebody with like a golden retriever and it's all jumping on me and like when it's on its hind legs, it's taller than me.
It's like the man's best friend. And it's like, no, bitch, I'm your best friend and if I'm with you, okay, not this dog.
And I think when it comes to this topic, Sarah and I are atypical because I feel like most girls are like, oh my God, dog.
Yeah, well, it's funny too because like you would say like a baby is such a chick magnet for a guy, and for me that's like a hell no, you have a kid.
Yeah,
hell
because
no.
that it does put a damper on a lot of things. Like my friends who got puppies or even dogs, like, well, we have to go home to like take care of the dog. I'm like, so you can't stay out past 8? Like,
yeah, it's like a baby. Like I said, it's ridiculous. But if you like dogs or pets, good for you.
For guys, grow some light facial hair.
Yes,
a little
scrub.
Yeah, a little facial hair can make you look more attractive. According to research, both men and women are drawn to fellas with some type of facial hair. Women are often more attracted to men with heavy stubble, followed by men with light stubble. Those big bushy beards, yeah, those come in last in the attractiveness scale, along with clean shaven faces. So, I mean, right now, especially if you're in Seattle, the lumber sexual look is still in.
Yeah, so some girls really going to be in. I love a little stubble or like a little.
I like a little beard.
I love it. I think it's so sexy. I also think guys with like hats on are really, really sexy. So if you're not feeling yourself, maybe get yourself like a baseball hat and wear it because that's really sexy. And sunglasses.
Actually, the next one on the list is try wearing sunglasses.
Oh, yep. See, I don't know why that instantly like.
It's just like you look like a cool guy.
Yeah, it's blocking half your face, and that's why. But
it says, for an easy way to up your game, invest in a pair of flattering sunglasses. And research suggests that sunglasses make a face look more symmetrical, and symmetrical faces are generally considered more attractive.
Mm.
Also, when your eyes are obscured by glasses, they give you an irresistible, you know, Greta Garbo-y air of mystery that others find undeniably sexy. Oh, and when you're shielded by glasses, you may also be calmer and more self-assured, relaxing behind the veil of anonymity that glasses provide.
Oh.
Huh. Interesting.
I never thought of that. I do think girls look better in sunglasses, too, sometimes.
But they have to be flattering. They have to be the right
sunglasses.
Yeah, they
have to be right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, when I see, like, I think they're cool, but I don't think they're sexy, is the, like, the Harry Potter, like, but when they're, like, colorful sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, the circular
Or, like,
ones.
The John Lennon sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, okay, those are cool.
I don't like them.
But I don't think they're sexy.
Well, it's like my boyfriend has these sunglasses that I absolutely love, but then the moment he puts on his, like, work sunglasses, which are, like...
The dad.
You know, the ones you used to wear in science class, so...
Oh, like goggles.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, mm-hmm. those are not flattering. So yeah, you definitely have to like make sure they fit your face well.
Right. And you don't have to spend a crap ton of money on sunglasses, by
Hell
the way.
No.
There's people that spend a couple $100s on them. I'm like, dude.
Go to the gas station.
Freaking, yeah. Amazon, you can get one for like $10 that are super cute.
Yeah. And then if you break it, you won't feel as bad.
Right. That's why I never spend more than $20 on sunglasses.
I've broken
ever.
A lot of them.
And I lose them. I scratch them.
I always sit on mine.
I always scratch mine.
Yeah. Like right. Yeah.
Because they're always into my bags.
Yeah.
Don't get stressed. So
okay.
It's harder. I know that's easier said than done. It's like life's full of pressure and pressures and everything. Unfortunately, letting other people see you stressed out can knock a few attraction points off. According to a 2013 study, women rated men more attractive when they didn't reveal signs of stress. And as an author of the study, Fiona R. Moore, PhD, told CNN, women seem to be able to detect the men who give the strongest immune response, and they seem to find them more attractive.
So wait, so women find it more attractive?
Seem to be able to detect the men who've got the strongest immune response, the ones that aren't stressed.
Oh.
And they seem to find them more attractive. So you want somebody that's like calm, like somebody that can, who's got their crap handled.
I think this is like, so you can't control when you're stressed out all
right.
the time. Like, especially like last week I was having an S week dealing with insurance people here with my brother. It was a mess. And I, like, started tearing up. Like, and there was, like, I couldn't control that. And then I was like, Sarah, you're overreacting. Like, my emotions run high anyway.
But
like,
if you're super stressed out and your boyfriend's like, I got this, babe. Don't worry. Like, doesn't that kind of, like...
Oh, that totally helps me. But I would feel
that
even
turns
more,
you on, doesn't that? Like, it's just like, he's got this.
Yeah, as long as he actually has got it. If he says he got it and then doesn't got it, I will kill him. But I don't want to think, like, oh, I'm stressing out. Oh, he's going to think I'm less attractive. Like, that's going to stress me more. You know what
right.
I mean? I just think it's, like, part of, like... life.
Right.
You're gonna see people stress out, and I mean, I guess if they handle it in like a totally inappropriate way, that's
right.
not okay. But
like there's people that just immediately start crying and drinking and throwing
stuff. And throwing stuff. But then I also think on the other side of it, like if they're going to be totally chill, like if I need something done and I'm trying to get it done and I'm stressing out about it and my boyfriend says, oh, I got it handled, don't worry. You need to get it handled right then and there, or I'm going to keep stressing about it and need to get it handled. Mm-hmm. Like, don't tell me you're going to get handled and just be chill about it. And this, that would drive me crazy. Yeah. You know, so I had my ex-boyfriend was just like as chill as a mother effing cucumber, and it drove me up a wall. Because I was like, at least have a little, like, urgency or, like, you know, like, passion for, oh, she really wants to get this done right now. Like, let's try to get this done right now, rather than me just being like, it's cool, man. Like, whatever. It'll just get whenever. Handled. That drives me crazy. Like, I'd rather you almost, like, show stress than be that chill. Maybe because I am not that chill. I don't know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever easiest for Sarah's brain.
For my brain, yeah.
Next one is blurred gender lines.
What?
Exactly. So it says women want manly men and men want super feminine ladies, or so the popular theory goes. The science, however, has something different to say. There have been several studies on the subject, and the general consensus is that we're often more attracted to people who possess both male and female qualities. More androgynous folks were also regarded as better adjusted, more likable, and having an advantage in the occupational domain. So pay attention to your tom girls and metrosexuals. Your blurring of the gender lines may be making you sexier. See, I found there's guys that have told me, like, oh, my God, you're like a dude. And they think that's awesome because I have that, like, I don't care kind of attitude like a dude sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, like, especially when it comes to, like, the same humor and jokes. And
do you think you get put more in the friend zone because of it, though?
No.
You don't?
Guys want to bang.
But, like, I mean, yeah, because you have a hole. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, they just see you as, like, oh, she's hella cool. I can do her. But she's a homie.
See, I mean, maybe I have been, and I don't know, maybe because I've put them in the friend zone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I might have. But I feel like a lot of guys are like, oh, they like the fact that I'm not super, like, the fact that I like to go out to eat, and I like to, like, you know, when I did drink heavily, I'm like, I like to drink my whiskey, and I like to drink these things. Like, I'm not going to sit here and eat half of, like, a leaf of lettuce and pretend, like,
oh, I see.
I'm not going to be a girly girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to be me. And guys are like, cool, I can be me, too. I'm going to drink beer and eat a burger and talk about really gross things.
Yeah. See, I...
But I'm not really super attracted to metrosexual guys. I used to be.
Yeah, I honestly, like, my boyfriend is very much a dude, and, like, in almost every way. I mean, the only thing I think, you know, he would probably let me paint his toenails, which I think is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't let me do his fingernails, though, which sucks. But I don't think I'd be very... I like that he's like that, you know? I don't want him taking longer than me to get ready. Mm-hmm. I don't want him... I don't know.
I do like it when I've had boyfriends in the past when they, like, would get dressed up. Like, we'd go out somewhere and my ex-boyfriend would, like, do his hair and, like, he'd wear, like, some, like, nice outfit and stuff. I'm like, okay, that's hot.
Yeah, but my boyfriend definitely has some, like, nice outfits for, like, a wedding or, like, a nice something. But he'll literally take, like... 5 minutes to get ready. Except sometimes, depending on, like, if he feels a little bloated, I call it bloated, he calls it chubby, but or whatever, he'll change his outfit a lot. If he's like, no, I don't want to, like when we went to Rev's party, right? Uh-huh. He didn't know if he wanted to wear a tank top or a t-shirt, and I'm like, I don't know, just wear a t-shirt, whatever. And then he changed like 5 times, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cute. But yeah, I don't know, I like my men manly.
Yeah, that's okay. I like mine definitely with Mandy. Manlier with quality. Mandy.
Who's Mandy?
Manlier qualities. But I do like guys that aren't afraid of being sensitive and...
Oh, totally. Yeah. And be able to, like,
vulnerable.
Be in their, like, feelings for sure.
So, like, I guess something, like, in the middle.
Yeah, but I want to be the one that's wearing the makeup. I want to be the one that's...
I mean, if I've dated guys that nails. Have had wear eyeliner, and I'm like, okay, that's hot.
Yeah, well...
But that's my style of guys.
I want to put eyeliner on my boyfriend. Apparently, he used to wear it in high school.
I believe it. He seems like the kind of guy that would
have.
The last one on this list is hanging out in groups, which you think wouldn't... I don't know. It says spending time in groups of people raises everyone's level of attractiveness. This is also known as the cheerleader effect, which describes our tendency to visualize average out people's faces, flaws, or asymmetries when they're among a group. So average or below average faces suddenly become above average faces when surrounded by other people. Above average faces are more attractive, likely due to the averaging out of unattractive idiosyncrasies, said the researcher, and who led 5 different studies of the cheerleader effect. So if you're feeling less attractive, consider assembling a group for an outing and joining the cheering crowd at a concert. You'll likely be giving off all kinds of sexy vibes without even knowing it.
Doesn't that only work if you have uglier friends?
Like, I don't know. Like, do they have to be, or do they have to be as average as you? Like, look about the same as you.
So, like, all kind of, all, like, sevens or something. And then you, people will, like, point out the good factors in you. But then they'll point out the bad factor. Like,
I don't know.
Because I always have been told, like, this was, like, my dance teacher, like, you always stand next to, like, the not so attractive one just so you look more attractive. Like, that was, like, in dance photos and in school pictures, like, that was her motto. And I was like, well, that's kind of mean, but also, like, that's kind of true.
Well, like, I know that I've seen, like, groups of guys where, like, one guy's really hot, and I immediately kind of assume that the rest of the guys are really hot until I sit there and I point, like, I look at one guy, I'm like, okay, you're not as hot as I thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
Just because in it's kind of one of those, like, oh my god, all these things are, you know, you got cookies and all these cookies are really tasty cookies. And then you actually start picking out, oh, wait, no, this one's oatmeal raisin. It's not chocolate chip. Like, you don't really notice.
Yeah.
Everything kind of blends in together.
Well, because that one person brings up your average by a lot.
Right. So I think, you know.
But I don't think hanging on a group, like.
I don't know. I think I get it. Like, I think that's something we need to keep an eye out. Like, I'm curious. Like, science.
Science. Well,
like, you see a group of guys at a bar, just like, okay, like, oh, that's a cute looking group of guys. Then look at them individually.
Well, for me, like, if you go out with your girls and you see another group of guys, you immediately pick out which one you want. We did that at the bachelor party we crashed.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I want this one and you want that one. Like,
there's a couple of them that I wanted.
I just wanted one. We immediately looked at them, judged them, and found which one we thought was most attractive and wanted to go for them. That's what I feel like people would do with me if I was out in a group, you know?
Let's just kind of give this first shot. Like, first glance, look at, like, a group of guys. And then, I think it's also, like, if you're all wearing, let's say you have a group of girls and there's some that are more prettier than others, but they're kind of wearing the same style of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You immediately think, because they're all kind of wearing the same thing, they all look the same. So if you look at the hot chick, you think they all look like hot chicks. You know what I'm saying?
See, I, like, look individually, but I mean, way, like, more than,
yeah, but that's, like, at
average.
First glance is what I mean. You're like, oh, there's a group of hot girls. And then you start looking. It's like, oh, well.
Not really.
Like, well, it's like you're not what I thought you were, because I was just kind of under the cheerleader effect.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, I'm curious. I kind of want to, like, look, like, kind of do that, because I think I've noticed that, too. Or, like, I'll see a guy that has, like, the shaved haircut.
The
half-shaved hair. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're so hot. Or he's got, like, the man bun. And then he'll turn around and I'll look at him like, okay, is he hot because he's got the man bun?
Yeah,
or the hair?
Actually hot?
Or is he actually hot?
Yeah.
So I have to sit there and look and, like, picture him without the hair.
I do actually think, like, hanging out in a group, though, does, like, bring out people's, like, personality and, like, confidence, especially if they're friends, like, you know, like, way more than, like, a one-on-one.
Right.
So I do agree with that. And that may make you more attractive.
Because you have more confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What do you guys think will make people more attractive? Just random stuff like that based on science.
Science.
Maybe not based on science, just on your own personal.
Yeah. Or, like, what is that one thing, like, you said, shaved head and a man bun.
Right.
That gets you, like.
Tattoos. Whoa. Too, like, I'll see a guy with a sleeve and I'm like, oh, mama. And then I'm like, okay, let me actually look at this guy. Like,
yeah.
Maybe he's not as cute as I thought.
Maybe I just think his sleeve is attractive.
Right, exactly. So it's like one of those, like, don't fall for the trap.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, give us let us know what you guys think makes somebody attractive.
And Stevie, give me a better song, please. Okay. Huh. I want a better Sarah song. It doesn't have to have Sarah in the title, but
I know, pick a song for Sarah. I'm thinking something that booty popping.
Something a little ratchet, yeah.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.